Production.
Recorded live. This is an interactive podcast designed for audience participation. Come talk, text chat, or listen live at talkshoe.com.
And it's time now for PHP DB Weekly, live here on TalkShoe. This is the live show where we are going to be talking about the PHP DB forum software at phpbb.com. We'll be answering your calls if you choose to call in through TalkShoe, or if you're in the chat room, we'll be answering questions there, also talking about some PHP BB news. We're going to try to highlight some mods during the show, some styles throughout the course of the episode. Of course, this is our first episode today. It's Friday, January 5th. It's a little after 7:30 Eastern, 4:30 Pacific. I am Douglas Bell in the chat room. I am Webmaster87, and on the phpbb.com forums, I am Fountain of Apples. I'm not a current member of the phpbb team, and I need to say through these episodes that this podcast is not affiliated with or authorized by the phpbb teams. This is just me doing my own little thing. However, I have been working with PHPBB quite a while. I've made a number of mods during my tenure on there. I was a team member on the mod team, actually, validating mods, until last August, and I left because I've got this little thing called a social life. And when you're on the PHPBB teams, the commitment to that and social lives don't work out very well because it's very demanding to be on there validating mods, doing other things. But I will certainly try to answer your questions on here. The questions about PHPBB need support, or just have questions about mods or developing or anything else you want to ask about, I will try my best to answer those questions for you. If I don't know the question, I will certainly try to point you to a place you can find out. I don't know everything. Got to live with that. But I will certainly try to. Of course, feel free to call in. The number is 724-444-7444. Talkcast ID is 12418. And the PIN is whatever you decided to set up when you registered on TalkShoe. Or if you don't feel like calling in, come into the chat room on TalkShoe Live. You can just type questions. I can see everything. I will try to answer them for you. And hopefully we can have a nice little podcast here. So that's the setup. So this is the first episode, and I hope you'll bear with me. Maybe be trying to figure some things out through the fog. But I thank you for joining us. Hope you'll come in. One thing I did want to mention, a few weeks ago, on December 23rd, Acid Burn, the development team leader on PHPBB, announced that the latest release, PHPBB 2.0.22, has been released. That is the 23rd public release of PHPBB 2 series. It's mostly a bug fix release. There's a few security issues that are fixed. There's a new language variable for language pack authors, if you are into that. Most people probably won't care too much about that. However, everyone should care that PHPBB 2.0.22 is out now. And if you have not updated yet from whatever your installation is, you should update. And if you ask any team member, they will tell you the most important thing you can do to stay secure, not have your board attacked, and is to stay up to date. If you want any kind of support, you need to stay up to date. Because once a new release is published, then anything that was wrong with any of the older releases is put out to the public. And if there's any security updates that are put out there, then people can start looking around for these boards. And there are a number of people that come onto the support forums, and they have old releases. They have 2.0.15, 2.0.12, very old releases that and they're attacked using known vulnerabilities. Well, you know what? Sorry, hate to say this, but that is your own fault, because you need to stay up to date on PHPBB releases in order to be able to make sure your board is as secure as it can be. So, if you have not updated your installation of PHPBB to 2.0.22, you should go down to phpbb.com and install the update. And I'm going to take some time to go through how do you really update, because it's easy as pie to install a fresh version of PHPBB. You upload the files, you hit the install script in your web browser, you enter in all of the config information, you hit the little install button, and your board is installed, up, ready to go. Yay. Updating can be a little bit trickier. Depending on your installation, there are a few ways you can go about doing this. Every release of PHPBB is accompanied by four types of packages. There's the full package, there's the change files package, there's the patch files package, and there's the code change package. The full package is only for if you are installing a new version of PHPBB. That's it. So if you're updating, you don't want to do it. If you're installing a new installation, full package, way to go. Or if you're planning to wipe out your old thing, but that's a different story altogether. Change files package is what most people will probably want to use if you have not made any changes to PHPBB, and if you are using SubSilver, then change files package will be the way you want to go each time. If you're using other themes, it depends, because sometimes updates alter template files, and sometimes they don't. I know that the developers try to avoid getting into that sort of thing, because it does become a big hassle with people who have other themes. But in general, if you have, you can use the change files package if you have not installed any modifications onto your PHPBB board. So the changed files package, if you download that, then you will receive a zip file, or whatever kind of file you downloaded, which will contain archives of all these change files from past PHPBB releases all the way to 2.0.0. So what you will do when you find that, you will find the current version of PHPBB that you have. Then you will unzip that, or open whatever archive you downloaded, upload the files onto your server that are provided there using the same directory structure that it came in, and then upload this file, the install file, the install directory that you see there. That install directory contains a file called update2latest.php. This is the part that will update your database with whatever updates there are. You have to do this every time you update. You will upload update2latest.php to the install directory. This will deactivate your PHPBB board temporarily. You will run that file in your browser. It will hopefully say that it updated successfully. If it didn't update successfully, you will need to get some support for that. But if it updates successfully, you're good. Delete the install directory, and you are now updated. The patch files release contains patch-compatible patches. I believe this is a kind of command line Unix thing, and it is pretty much for advanced users. If you know what patch is, then you can go ahead and use it. If you do not know what patch is, you should not use the patch files. What it does is it uses command line patch to be able to go into the files on your server and just edit the itty-bitty code changes that were made so that you're only changing whatever code was changed in between one release to the next. Patch files if you want to do that, and if you know what patch is. If you do not know what patch is, you should not be messing around with this stuff, because you could get your board in trouble. If you do not know what patch is, then a good thing to do would be code changes. Oh, by the way, patch files and code changes are good for if you have installed modifications to your board. Because if you use the change files package, which overwrites all the old files, then if you have installed any mods on those files, they will be overwritten, and then your board will be messed up because you have incomplete installations of your mods. So better to do the patch files or the code changes. What these do is they will open the files. Instead of overwriting the whole file, you will open the file up and make the individual code changes in between one installation of PHPBB to another. Patch files does it automatically through the Unix patch. Code changes does it via an installation of a mod. So using a mod to update from PHPBB 2.0.21 to PHP 2.0.22, or whatever you happen to be using. Code changes can be installed by hand. It's just the same way you install another mod. It can be installed through the easy mod automatic installation method, and you do it hand by change by change. It's all done, and then for both patch and for code changes, just like you did with change files, you will upload the install update to latest.php file, run it in your web browser to update the database, delete it, and you're good to go. Patch files and code changes, I don't know about patch files, but I know code changes can be a little more difficult because you have to download them in sequence, I think. So you can't just go, there's not one special thing for going from 2.0.9 all the way to 2.0.22. You have to update in sequence. So it is a little more difficult to do with code changes, but that's one of the luxuries you have to give up when you install modifications. But it is very important that you update to PHPBB 2.0.22 so you can make sure you stay the most up-to-date as possible. Again, there were some security issues that were fixed from the last version of PHPBB. There's a number of bug fixes that were made, and you are urged to update as soon as possible. And be sure that you do complete both parts of the update. Update the files, run the database script. So, again, we encourage you to hop into TalkShoe Live to participate in the chat. There's only one other person in TalkShoe Live right now. I do not know if anyone is listening via the live stream or not, because TalkShoe does not provide those statistics to me live while I am recording. So I have no idea how many people are actually listening to me right now, but if you are listening through the live stream, please pop in to TalkShoe Live in the chat room. If you have questions about PHPBB, I'd love to answer them for you. If you want to call in, 724-444-7444, TalkCast ID 12418, and we can chat. So, going to move on to our mod pick of the week, because we don't have anyone with any questions right now. So this is the first episode we're doing with this podcast. So I'm still trying a few things out, seeing what works, seeing what doesn't, seeing if there's any point to even continue doing this. I'm hoping that there is. But I do want to try and go through the PHPBB mod database to pick out modifications that are noteworthy. Some that you may not have heard of before, some that may be kind of popular, to try and describe them, give some information, and perhaps point you to a new direction of a feature that you can install on your board. And the one I want to point out today is kind of a popular one, or maybe it's more of an infamous one, whichever one you want to go by, but it is the Birthdays mod by Terrafrost. Terrafrost is a member of the PHPBB mod team, and I knew him quite a bit while I was on there. And he is a very good mod author, and he spent a lot of time preparing this mod. What it does is it is a very practical way of adding a birthday field to your profile, so that users can say what their birthday is. Their birthday can be shown on the index, on the forum index. It'll say, these people have their birthday today. It'll say, these people have birthdays up to the next 7 days. Of course, there's lots of configuration that goes along with this. It'll give you the birth. You can completely configure whether to allow people to say their birthdays or not. People can choose to enter the year they were born if they want to have their age shown, or they can choose not to enter the year, or you can just make it mandatory for people to enter the year, or voluntary for people to enter the year. And this is the first and currently only birthday modification that has been validated by the PHPBB mod team. And a lot of people don't understand the significance of having a mod validated by the mod team. It is definitely very important, because when you are installing a mod, it's even more than installing a style. You are editing the internal code of PHPBB to add a feature, make a change, and so the mod team is there from PHPBB to make sure that whatever the heck you are doing to your code, you are doing something that it will not hurt you. Because no one wants to install a mod and then there's some big security vulnerability, or their form is now broken and they don't know what to do. No one wants to have that happen when they install a mod. So the PHPBB mod team thoroughly goes through these mods to check them, make sure they are safe, make sure they are secure, make sure that they work. Because I've tried to install a lot of mods from other sites before, and they just do not work as advertised at all. So that's what the PHPBB mod team makes sure of. To the point where you can install any mod on a vanilla PHPBB forum that if you download it from the mod database, and it should work just fine. Absolutely no problems. And so that is very important, and this is a birthdays field. If you are looking for one, this mod will deliver it to you. Because I know a lot of other forum software has this built in. Olympus PHPBB 3 will have birthdays built in, but PHPBB 2 does not, and this is a pretty popular requested feature. And so the birthdays mod is an excellent mod. It works very well. It's gotten very high reviews in the topic on PHPBB. And I know there are a number of other mods out there. It's not on the mod database, but there's one, for example, by Niels. This one is definitely one of the better ones you can get. It allows people not to specify a birth year if they don't want to. It has a very memory-efficient way of storing birth dates in the database so that it won't hog your database or take a lot of bandwidth collecting stuff in the database. So definitely, so this really is a good mod. It is an intermediate installation level. It could be, it's a little difficult. It takes about 30 minutes, the approximate installation time to install. And it has been tested by the mod team on PHPBB 2.0.21. Probably it'll work on 2.0.22 as well. And you can get it from the PHPBB mods database, go to the add-ons category, or you can search for it on the PHPBB's mod search engine. And I highly recommend you try it out, because it really is a rather good mod. Okay, we are now 18 minutes into this. Robert, in the chat room, have you gotten any luck installing Olympus? He told me earlier that he's working on installing Olympus for a new board. He says it works good, and I assume you're figuring it out. I've tried Olympus myself a little bit, the beta. The thing I found kind of difficult, I'm still having a hard time figuring out the administration control panel. Of course, it's gotten a lot easier than it used to be, and I'm starting to find my way around it, and I'm fairly okay with it. The hard part I'm figuring out is, from a mod author's point of view, how you're supposed to add a new, panel to the admin control panel in Olympus, because it's a lot weirder. They have, and the same with the moderator control panel and the user control panel. You've got you can customize the control panels a lot now. There's a way you can go into the modules and you can change the organization of the control panels. You can change the tabs if you want. Of course, this is more for advanced users, but mind you, but there is a way to do that. It's kind of confusing in my experience, trying to add a new control panel as a mod author. I never really figured it out, and so had some difficulties doing that. The other thing I'm still not entirely sure on, although I believe they've been working on this in the past few betas, trying to make the permission systems a bit easier for novice users, because PHP BB3 has really, really, really powerful permission systems that you can really fine-tune down to every single thing that any user can do on the forums, on your board. So I find it a little bit difficult trying to get some of that working out, although I think they're trying to find a way to make it a little easier. And it will be a lot better when the documentation for PHP BB3 is a lot more complete. And that should be a lot more complete when Olympus goes into the release candidate stages. And that's right, we should say it is not recommended that you install a beta unless you are very comfortable installing the beta. And there's no way to update your 2.0 board to a 3.0 board, and that will not be available until the release candidates come out, which should be hopefully pretty soon, because the beta has been out now for about 6.5 months, so... And it's been a long beta because of the number of decisions that the development team had to make. Like, for example, UTF-8 support. They've thrown UTF-8 into PHP BB3 so that when you're trying to internationalize languages, if you're trying to put other languages that have weird characters beyond the Arabic letters, you can now be able to enter them right into the file rather than having to specify an encoding and get all into all this craziness. So that's one thing feature that they just decided to add into Olympus during the beta cycle. And that's kind of weird. Generally during betas, developers try to avoid adding new features. However, I heard them talking about this on their own PHP BB podcast that they do, separate from this one, that they had decided that they could just go ahead and stick UTF-8 support in here now, or they could hold off and instead code in lots of exceptions and make lots of changes and go through a lot of heck to accompany all these languages. So they decided, you know what, let's just go ahead and bring in UTF-8 support. We won't put it in 3.2. We'll just stick it right now in 3.0, and that will make life a whole lot easier for us down the short-term future. So it has made the beta a bit longer of a process, but it definitely is going to be worth it when we start to see people really coming to internationalize versions of PHP BB3 Olympus. So, Robert, I assume that in the chat room, I assume you are having some success. Do you want to tell us? He's not dialed in, by the way, if you're listening on the live stream. But, Robert, you want to tell us what your forum is going to be about? Because he hasn't told me yet what it's going to be about. Okay, he's probably busy adding. Oh, it's the test for a games forum. Okay, like video game forum? Excuse me. Okay. So if you want, you can give us a link, and I'll say it over the air for anyone who happens to be listening through the live stream. Again, if you're listening to the live stream, please feel free to join us in TalkShoe Live, participate in some discussion. If you have if you're interested in PHP BB, you can bring in some questions. And actually, Robert, it's interesting that you mentioned that you're starting up a video games forum, because our style of the week, I'm doing mod of the week and style of the week, is a video game style. Of course, it's not a PHP BB3 style because we're not into PHP BB3 yet. It's for PHP BB2. However, this style, I hate to say this, I'm kind of breaking my own rules, but this style is not on the phpbb.com styles database. However, it is from a styles author that I've used before and I trust, and styles aren't quite as dangerous as mods are. However, this style is called the Wii template by Scott Stubblefield. Wii, of course, being the Nintendo Wii. I hate video game systems, but I love the name. Wii! Okay, there goes all the professionalism for this podcast right out the door. Anyway, so the Wii template, it's it actually won the PHP BB Hacks Template of the Year Award on the website phpbbhacks.com. Again, done by Scott Stubblefield. His website is realdealstubblefield.com, spelled just like it sounds. And it really is a really nice, nicely done theme. You have this sort of grayish background. I don't know, quite know what color background it is, but it's got a grayish background. And then almost floating above, you have the silver box, I guess you could call it, which has the forms. So that there, and it's got the rounded corners with the blue borders and all that, and the colors and the textures are very fluid. They look a lot like what the actual Wii box looks like. And of course, at the top, you have the image which says Wii, W-I-I, and it has a picture of the Wii console, and it has a picture of the remote. And so it's the Wii template. It's for PHP BB2, and you can see a demo at realdealstubblefield.com/demo/index.php?SWII, with the W being capitalized. So that is going to be the PHP BB Weekly pick for Styles of the Week. It's the Wii template. Scott Stubblefield. Now, Scott, just please do me a do us all a favor and upload it to the PHP BB Styles. Scott does a lot of excellent themes. He's got a couple of Jedi styled themes. He's for Star Wars. He's got a few Macintosh themes. And the only problem is you're not on the Styles database because, you know, again, same with the Styles. You should upload them to the Styles database on phpbb.com. Just to make sure that they're all nice and safe and everyone will use them. What can I say? But anyway, that's the pick. And Robert, you still haven't given us the link to your site yet. I think I probably want to cut this recording short and just make it a half hour today because we have a very low turnout for the chat room, which I think is fine because, you know, it's just getting this off the ground. However, I'm going to try doing this a few more weeks, and if we can get a few more people to come, that'll be great. If you know anyone who has a PHP BB board, please let them know about this podcast. If they have ask any support questions. Of course, when this podcast is not live, you can always go ahead and go onto the phpbb.com forums, the support forums, put your post there. And I'm telling you, the support team has a lot of members. They will certainly try to help you out. Robert's forum, which we have been talking about a bit on this episode, is gearsofwarforum.freehostia.com. Which he is currently setting up as, I guess, a game forum. He's testing it, so you can take a look at that if you are into that kind of thing. PHP BB Weekly will be here at least for next week, next Friday, which will be the 12th at 7:30 p.m. Eastern Time, 4:30 p.m. Pacific Time. If you'd like to join us on TalkShoe, that would be a lot of fun. And, of course, you can listen to us this episode within about half an hour to an hour of when the show ends. So, I am Douglas Bell, WebMax387 in the chat room, Fountain of Apples on the phpbb.com forums. And, again, I do need to say one last time that this podcast is not associated with nor authorized by the PHP BB teams. This is my own little thing that I'm doing here. And so I just need to let you know so you don't get them both confused. So anyway, thank you guys for joining me for today's show, PHP BB Weekly. I hope you all have a great weekend and good rest and a good week next week. and good luck on your respective forms. Thanks for dropping by, and see you next week.